Hey guys, good morning and welcome to the Right Path Podcast. Today is November 29th and this is the second day of Advent. And I hope all of y'all had a great Sunday, first Sunday of Advent yesterday. Today is the second devotional during our Advent season. And the whole point is just to help you and encourage you walk faithfully with Jesus Christ in every sphere of your lives. And so the Advent is a time where we are preparing ourselves between the first coming of Jesus as we await the second coming of Jesus. So we live in between the times, as we pointed out yesterday. And so I'm going to work through some prayer, some scripture reading, quotation for what I'm calling the Great Tradition, which is just everyone who has walked the way of Jesus for over 2,000 years. And ending with some thoughts of my own and giving you some next steps that I call walking points. So that is where we are headed, so let's go. Beginning with the opening prayer. Eternal God, in your providence you made all ages a preparation for the kingdom of your Son. And so make ready our hearts for the brightness of your glory and the fullness of your blessing in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And then a reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now for the great tradition, I'm going to be quoting from Bede, that's B-E-D-E, sometimes called the Venerable Bede, or sometimes Bede the Venerable. And here's what he has to say, sort of based on some of those verses. This verse follows on what has gone before, because it is by the knowledge of our Lord and Savior that we come to understand all the mysteries of His divinity, by which we have been saved. For He did not send an angel or an archangel to save us, nor did He find anything in us which might allow us to contribute to our own salvation. But when He saw that we were weak and had nothing to boast of, He came in His own glory and power and redeemed us. Will you now please join me for this prayer of confession? Lord, so often we have allowed our focus to be on the divisions and conflicts in the world, and we have lost the vision of your kingdom to come. So often we have sacrificed and died for standards of our own making, and we have turned away from your standard of the cross. Forgive us, Lord, and restore our vision of your mighty kingdom. In Christ we pray. Amen. And here are my reflections on what we've just read and prayed. Through the precious gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ, we have everything we need to live a godly life. Not only are we forgiven of our sin when we place our trust in Christ, but this is huge, the very Spirit who raised Him from the dead takes up residence within us. Isn't that amazing? We are therefore empowered and directed by God Himself to live the life to which we have been called. Yet, as the Venerable Bede reminds us, we do not contribute anything to our salvation, for we are saved by grace through faith. And still the Apostle Peter tells us to add to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. Such are only a few of the good works for which we were created, Ephesians 2 verse 10. About these verses, John Chrysostom wrote, "For if the presence of these godly qualities is a good thing, how much more their abundance?" And so pursuing these good works, or these qualities as Peter puts it, even though that does not save us, the apostle points out that continuing to grow in them will protect us from being ineffective and unproductive for the kingdom of God. Indeed, they are the fruit of being saved in the first place. Besides all that, our Lord's version of 2 Peter 1 verse 11 should be a great encouragement to all of us, where Jesus says in Matthew 25 verse 21, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And who doesn't want to hear that on the day of the Lord? And so the walking points I have for you today, in light of all that I've shared with you so far, is this. The first one: give thanks to God that you have been redeemed and that you have been given everything you need to live a godly life. Give thanks to God because you're not lacking anything. You've been given everything you need. That's the first one. The second walking point is this. It's really a question. Which quality or good work that Peter lists in verses 5 through 7 do you need to focus on most? Think about that. Which one of those qualities or good works do you need to focus on most? And then spend some time in prayer asking God for the grace that you need to mature in that area of the Christian life so that you'll bear much good and lasting fruit. And so, guys, that's it for today. That is your second Advent devotional for this Advent season 2021. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. If you want to check out some more resources, please go by my website at daletedder.com. DaleTedder.com, and I've got all sorts of resources there that hopefully will encourage you, strengthen you, build you up, and help you as you seek to follow Jesus Christ in every sphere of your life. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.